everyone, Scott here. I have two announcements for you. These are two exciting things that are coming to the History Unplugged podcast. First of all, I am thrilled that next week I'm doing a series with co-host James Early on key battles of World War I. If you've listened to this podcast for any amount of time, you know that James is the number one contributor to the show. We've done three other series together: Key Battles of the Civil War, Key Battles of the Revolutionary War, and Presidential Fight Club. In this series, we are going to be going deep into the trenches of World War I. The series will go on for about 2 to 3 months. It'll be over 20 episodes. We're going to cover not only all the key battles of World War I, including Verdun, the Battle of Tannenberg, the Battle of the Marne, the Battle of Gallipoli, which I'm very excited about because I like the Ottoman Empire, Brusilov, Battle of the Somme, the various Ypres campaigns, and other battles sprinkled in. James and I note many times it's hard to call some of these battles because these battles go on dozens of times longer than other famous battles like the Battle of Gettysburg, and in many cases these battles go on longer than entire wars, especially smaller wars like Israel's Six-Day War. And we also talk about all sorts of background elements to World War I. What life was like in the trenches, what life was like for a common soldier, the birth of military aviation, what it was like to be a fighter pilot in a rickety contraption that could fall apart at any moment, and at the beginning of the war, when you would see an enemy fighter, you would shoot at them with your handgun because that's all you had. We talk about the Paris Peace Settlement, the epilogue to the war, and moreover, what was the fallout of World War I? And this is where I think listening to this series, this is going to unlock a lot of history for you. James and I both agree that World War I is a watershed moment in history. To put it bluntly and simply, in one sense, there was a pre-modern old world that existed before World War I. You still had a vibrant aristocratic class. You had nobles and titles that people had. Institutions like empires, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the Ottoman Empire still exist. You have colonies. There's still legal distinctions between the elite and the non-elite. Now, of course, this is simplistic. When you define the age of the modern world, there's all sorts of different definitions after the French Revolution, the 19th century. But World War I is a huge contributor to this. After World War I, the idea of an empire dies. It's dealt a fatal blow, and it dies a few decades later. Nationalism takes on a new form. The entire Middle East is created as a result of World War I. Many of the conflicts that we still have today in the 21st century can be understood by World War I. Where ISIS once said that they wanted to undo what Europe had done in World War I and partitioned up the different nations. So this is a massive series, but it's really going to, I think, explain a lot of what created the modern world and why there's still so much contention today. Now, the second announcement I have is that History Unplugged is evolving. This podcast will continue on mostly the same as normal, but I'm also including a YouTube channel. Now, I had a YouTube channel in the past, but to be honest, it really wasn't that great. It was basically the audio files of this podcast, and then there was a title card, a static image that listed the name of this episode, but there was nothing there. I mean, what's the point of going to YouTube if you just have audio but no video? Well, now I have recordings of me doing the episode live. Sometimes it's solo episodes, sometimes it's done with a guest, it'll be like a segment on cable news with a split screen. So if you prefer to consume your content in video form, just go to YouTube and type in History Unplugged, and you'll find the channel there. Also, to kick off the YouTube channel, I have a course that I used to have on Udemy. I think it was $75. Can't remember the price. But it was a complete history of the Middle East, from the rise of Muhammad up to the Arab Spring. The idea was, if you or someone you know is trying to make sense of, let's say, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, where do you even begin? You say, well, there are these two groups of people. They've been fighting somewhere between 50 and 3,000 years. And it's mind-numbingly complex because there's so much background and so much information to get to. Well, that's what I try to do in this course. It's 25 videos. Each video is 10 to 15 minutes long. And the goal is, after you watch this, you'll have as much information about the Middle East as a semester-long or even a two-semester-long survey course at a university. So again, if you just go to History Unplugged, you'll see that entire video course there, History of the Middle East, and you'll also see all of the new episodes there as well. And if you could subscribe to the channel on YouTube, that really helps grow it and spread it to other people, and I'd really appreciate that. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you in the trenches with our Key Battles of World War I series.